I came to Brittany in 2014, but I came really to pick up the thread of what I had left in 1964. Because I came to Brittany in 1964 when I was a high school student and was just stunned by Brittany. I loved being in France. I loved the language, but I really developed an attachment for Brittany, which is strange because it is so different from the land that I grew up in.
So you originally came, I believe, for a year, and that's been extended.
I came for a period of time that had no discernible end. So when I came, I had sold my house. I just retired. And so I sold my house in Wisconsin, put the contents in storage, and decided that I was going to go to France and just enjoy it because I'd come many times before, but it had always been for a specific purpose. I either had to do research or I was guiding people or I was with family or friends, and which meant that I was guiding people. So I wanted to come and just enjoy France at the grassroots level. And so when I left, people said, you're going to be there for how long, Jane? And I said, well, I'll be there until I return. And so that was the case for 6 years. Interestingly enough, I realized that if I wanted to stay for more than 3 months, I had to have a visa, a long-term stay visa. And to have a long-term stay visa, I needed a permanent address, which meant that my original plan to be sort of rolling stone for a year wasn't really possible. So I did get a permanent address by renting an apartment here in Guarac. And then I made friends, especially with the president of the AIKB. As it turns out, we have similar interests. And we ended up taking some trips together to explore places in Europe and in France. And then I made friends and got involved in activities here. So yes, it just was very pleasant. And I saw no particular reason to do anything else. No need to go back.
You've become extremely involved, obviously, with AIKB. Also with Bon Repos. What have you been doing with Bon Repos?
I became interested in Bon Repos, obviously, because it's a historic monument and my field is French history. And I was particularly intrigued by the exhibition on canals. And I heard the president talk about what all had happened in their planning meeting for that exhibition. And I had a little pang of regret because as an ex-university professor, I realized that's what I missed, was sitting around the table debating a text and what was going to be presented to the public. And then at the same time, I have become more interested in museums as a place of education. It's a very distinct pedagogy that takes place that's needed for a museum. It's a one-time opportunity to really seize a visitor, to get them more interested in history. So I thought, how can I become involved in that? And I realized that I could offer to translate the text of the exhibit, which would be a service to the Abbey for its season. There are many Anglophone people who come here. And then secondly, it would serve something that is a pleasure to me, which is to explore both the French and the English languages.
It does seem to me, in the time I've been here, that it has come alive. There's a lot more going on.
Well, I know that's the goal of the director of the Abbey, Estelle Talouin, because she really wants to see the Abbey as a cultural center, a place that isn't just old stones, as everyone says, but actually a vibrant place that brings together people from very many backgrounds.
Now, imagine you've got a little box, we call it your memory box, you're going to put into it some of your particular memories of your time here. What would you say your favorite place was?
Well, my favorite place remains a place that actually I haven't been able to visit as much as I might like, and that's the northern coast of Brittany. So this is an odd thing to say, living here in central Brittany. And central Brittany certainly has been a great discovery for me. That's one of the reasons why I did that presentation on the linen trade. I knew nothing about that when I came before, I'm embarrassed to say. But I grew up in the American Midwest. I was born in northern Indiana, where the land is absolutely flat. It's a land where you see cornfields or soybean fields to the horizon. And when I came to Brittany as a teenager, we came to Saint-Brieuc, and so we explored primarily the coastline there. The landscape there is just stunning, absolutely stunning. And I remember seeing heather for the first time because I had just read about Heather in romantic novels. You know, I didn't realize it really existed.
And what about maybe a particularly outstanding meal or something that you've eaten here that you think, oh, wow, I really would like that again, or that was good? Or
the one thing that's been in my taste buds for more than 50 years is crepes. I really discovered the crepe made with blé noir, the galette. So, of course, going to a crêperie is always a pleasure. People live so close to the land, they have an intimate relationship with it. And we always think about that in terms of vegetables, certainly in terms of eating artichaut. But then also understanding the culture of les chasseurs, of hunters. I knew people in my own family who were hunters in the States, but it was a very different thing. Here, the relationship of the hunter to the game is much more intimate and, I would say, intellectual. So all that being the case, having been invited to les repas de chasseurs, hunters who are gathering for their meal, has been a great privilege. So it could be a sort of pâté of woodcock that the hunters themselves make in one day that's as much entertainment as food production. And then also, of course, the deer, the venison that comes with that. And as is usually the case in France, the nounours lasts a long time. That means that people tell stories. And there have been many cases when I have wished that I had your equipment there to record the stories. That has been something that is just precious. And I could not have had that if I hadn't lived here. Part of my reason for coming here was a bit of a political escape, an escape from the political environment of the States, which of course begs the question, why are you going back? But what I found here is that the discussion is always about food. What you're eating, where it came from, how it was prepared, what ingredients are in there. It's an incredible appreciation of not just the food that you're eating, but the world that provides the food.
So finally, Jane, one word that you could use to sum up your sort of overall impression of living here.
Yes, it comes from a woman, a very exuberant woman. But I remember her coming into this swimming pool one day, and she was talking about being late, but it was due to la convivialité. So it came through the friendship that people have and the unspoken assumption and need to nourish those friendships through conversation at the bakery. It's never just a quick trip, or a conversation at the swimming pool, or a conversation when you're going through the checkout line at the supermarket. The question is not efficiency, as we think of in our Anglo-Saxon cultures, but rather this is the glue of the society, and this is what keeps it going.
We wish you the very, very best of luck.
Thank you.
Bon voyage.
Yes, à la prochaine fois.